WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
On today's Archive Edition, we're hearing from artists who helped us understand the war in Vietnam through literature, movies, photographs, and sculpture. We conclude with Maya Lin, who designed the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Visitors are often moved to tears as they find the names of loved ones among the names of the nearly 58,000 dead and missing inscribed on the monument's granite walls. Lin designed the monument when she was a 20-year-old architecture student. Her design was chosen in a competition that drew over 1,400 entries. Lin is the daughter of Chinese-born parents, a family of artists and scholars. Her parents fled China in the 40s and located in Ohio. Here's a clip from the Academy Award-winning documentary about Maya Lin. She's reading from the one-page proposal she wrote, explaining what she was trying to communicate through her design for the memorial.
The memorial is composed not as an unchanging monument, but as a moving composition, to be understood as we move into and out of it. The passage itself is gradual, the descent to the origin slow. But it is at the origin that the meaning of this memorial is to be fully understood. At the intersection of these walls, on the right side at the wall's top, is carved the date of the first death. It is followed by the names of those who have died in the war in chronological order. It is up to each individual to resolve or come to terms with this loss, for death is in the end a personal and private matter. And the area contained within this memorial is a quiet place meant for personal reflection and private reckoning.
In 1995, I asked Maya Lin if she's ever surprised by people's reactions to her Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
I think the one thing I could never have predicted in a million years is how people leave objects at the place. But the reality is whenever I make a piece, no matter what, all I'm concerned about is how one person one-on-one is going to dialogue with the piece. I have actually never thought about any of my works in terms of a collective general response. And in that sense, I'm very private, and I always think of these works as being very private. And no matter how public they are, one experiences them one-on-one.
You were a student when you did the proposal for the Vietnam Memorial. Did you expect to get a grade instead of a commission?
I got a grade. And then I decided to enter it in the competition.
Oh, you did get a grade first.
Oh, I did.
What was your grade?
No, I'm not going to say.
Oh, come on.
It was a grade for the entire course. It's I got a B. He didn't like my work. The professor thought it was all too strong.
Too strong?
Uh-huh.
What's bad about being strong?
I don't know. I think he preferred... it was a course on funereal architecture. I think at the time I was doing a lot that dealt with conceptual levels of experiencing mourning, and my works came off... Again, it was that same comment. We want something happy, not something sad. And I wanted to do things not necessarily sad, but I wanted to do things that were very focused on truth and how you could only... have a catharsis if you go through some sort of a painful acceptance or acknowledgement of the pain of a loss or something like that.
You were pretty young when you designed the memorial to to really understand the sense of catharsis and loss and reflection that you expressed so well in the piece. And I was wondering if this was just kind of purely artistic impulse or if you'd been through that kind of experience yourself.
I wouldn't call it an artistic impulse. I think it was an abstract impulse. I think I understood, though I had never gone through an actual loss due to death. I hadn't experienced it myself. I felt at the time it was going to be the most painful thing to lose someone. And then how can you bring someone back? And my attitude was a name will bring everything back about that person you ever knew.
And that's why you went for a wall of names.
Oh, well, no, the names were also required as part of the competition. But, see, I actually designed it for a class and then entered it. It just seems that it worked, that what they wanted and what I had designed worked out. And I knew it wasn't going to win. So I was doing it more to make a statement. I was doing it for myself, but there was no way that it would ever get selected.
When your design won the contest for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, people who didn't like the design called it a degrading ditch, a wall of shame, a black scar. Russ Perot, who in part funded the competition, organized a demonstration against your design. You were still a young artist. Did you take this personally? What did it do to your sense of confidence in yourself as a person, in your own work?
I guess I wouldn't even say I was a young artist. I was still forming. I hadn't even understood how much art was going to pull me. I just believed in it. I think the one graceful thing about youth is that you are so sure that you are right, that in that what you're doing is good. I think I really believed the truth of accepting all these names and being able to experience it in a certain way would really be helpful. And that's all I believed in at the time. And I think perhaps had I been older, doubt would have begun to creep in. But I think when you're that young, you're incredibly stubborn.
At the dedication ceremony, your name was never mentioned. And the program book had a picture of the statues, not of the monument you designed. How did you feel about that?
Pretty upset. I was more upset that my family was there and we were horribly shunted off into a press box with cameras all around. And it was just very unpleasant, an experience. It's the only time in all the dedications since where there was just so much almost not acceptance of authorship of the fact that I had authored this piece. It's almost like, now we like it. It's now ours. And it was painful to know that you had fought so hard to get something through, not because of ego, but because you believed in something and to have that happen. But I think what then happened with, say, the dedication of the Civil Rights Memorial was the exact opposite of that. And I think sometimes you have to persevere, and the next time out, it sort of makes up for it.
Maya Lin designed the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. Our interview was recorded in 1995. April 30th is the 25th anniversary of the end of the war in Vietnam.